Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate it. City Council meeting last night. Let's start off. The first thing on the agenda I'd like to thank you for. KYMN last Thursday celebrated our 50th anniversary of being on the air in Northfield and was recognized last night. We'd like to thank the council and Brad Ness and Mayor yes. for presenting that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. We don't normally have a small town type radio station that's still vibrant and healthy like you all are. So it's really just I think it's a great service to our community, helps us all to stay connected. So I appreciate you guys being on the air. You guys get up at some ungodly hours of the day. So thank you so much.
We get used to it.
I was wondering that, Jeff, last night when you're in the audience, is that normally your bedtime when our council meetings?
You know, I went home and flipped on the TV set, and I bet I was asleep within 30 minutes.
Yes.
I was beat yesterday. Also, we've got a lot of things to cover, and unfortunately, we don't have as much time as we'd like. Yeah. But I want to talk about Indigenous People Day shortly. Columbus Day, no longer recognized as Columbus Day in many places, going to Indigenous Peoples Day, and you discuss that. And next Monday will be a day to recognize Native Americans.
Right. Well, we did keep Columbus Day. The resolution that was on there still recognizes Columbus Day, but we are adding that recognition of our Indigenous peoples. Mm-hmm. And it's really consistent with the council's vision of being an open, safe, and welcoming community to all people. It's remembering our history and valuing people. And so just really want to encourage people that when you remember Columbus Day, to also remember our people that were here long before those of us that are here today.
So. All right. Let's move on. I'd like to get an update on the storm from September 20th. It's been a week and a half now, but boy, still a lot of places recovering. Other places have been pretty effective with the cleanup and didn't have as much damage and got cleaned up. But where are we at as far as the town goes? And I know, is it next week that we have the October? Is it Monday that we have the day set aside for pickup?
Yeah, October 8th is that citywide curbside pickup that our Public Works Department will be coordinating for that. So we've had volunteers out from the colleges canvassing the area of within the Northfield city limits, the area that was hardest hit, and they were finding that there were some additional needs out there. I think they said maybe about 30 homes that still had some needs. We also had in Mike Krantz, Rachel Naomi Miesler, Steph Helken. There are many people out there that are really coordinating efforts outside our city limits, and that's where I think the emphasis was last night, is just because looks can be deceiving, I would just say, and that whereas all of us that are here, we might have our properties all picked up, everything's good, our friends and neighbors that reside outside our city limits, they still have a lot of great needs. And so they had about, I think they said, 75 homes identified on the crisis website. That's an organization that came in through the county. So we're collaborating with the county, within the city, outside the city. So there's just strong collaboration here, gathering the necessary resources to be able to send out volunteers to our friends and neighbors. So 75, and then they've got about half of those taken care of. So there's still
a lot out there. And you can contact Northfield Chairs, Mike Krantz, for more information. And I believe they have info set up still on their website on that. Do you know?
Yes, they do. And so just wanted to highlight one other item on that, is that it's a huge cost factor to individual families, as if a tree falls, the insurance doesn't cover the removal of that tree. And just removing one tree can be pretty expensive. But we've got homes that have multiple, if not in the 20s, 30s, or 40 trees, huge trees down. So,
yeah, that cleanup is going to go on for a while, and volunteers would certainly help. It's amazing what a group of people can get done in a shorter amount of time. But boy, if you have to do that yourself, long time.
Yeah,
I think we definitely, as we kind of deal with all those trees, it just gets overwhelming in those areas that are really hit. So life feels, in many ways here, kind of back to normal. But I just definitely want to call that out, that we need help out there, and certainly encourage people to try and get out there and be available. Our site that we have as well, stay tuned on our website. We've been at our site down by Culver's at the at the where we do the defeat days.
Sure, the rodeo.
Rodeo Grounds, Babcock Park. And we are grinding all of the material at the existing compost site that we had previously kind of shut down because it was full. So potentially later this week we'll be opening that back up and then moving to that other site. So just stay tuned again because we don't have as much regular updates going on, but we still are using our social media and website for updates for the public as well. And, of course, sending it to you for your listeners.
Sure. Okay, let's move on. You had a couple of issues that kind of took a lot of time. And first of all, let's start off with the sanitation. The contract for Dick's Sanitation is up for renewal. Mm-hmm. A lot of discussion on that and, you know, garbage and waste becoming a bigger and bigger topic as the 21st century rolls along. And you had some conversation on that last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the contract renewals, you know, the last time we did this was about 5 years ago, so it's really something that, and potentially the contract that we would be entering into would be for another 5 years. So you really want to take a moment, focus on it, make sure that you've got the necessary services that our community really desires to have, and make sure that they're in that contract. So we did give the staff the go-ahead to go ahead and work with DSI for a renewal of that contract, but did ask them to come back to the council with some different options or more information on composting, more recycling, public education. What was the other one?
Recycling, public education, sorry, potentially organics. They had some discussions about pay-by-weight kind of ideas. I don't know if that'll be possible, and hazardous waste. Yeah. Kind of education on that too, and I was surprised. One of the things I was surprised to hear was that our rates of our recycling, as far as not having the right types of materials in, or was higher than normal. So we wanted to work on educating on what materials are available for the public as well. I think was a broad one that I was thinking we need to make sure that we can help people educate that. So are there ways we can do that? Are the containers marked in a way that kind of clearly say that? Do we need to add things onto that? Can we do mailers? How do we help get the word out to people on what's recyclable and do some education on that too, I think is important.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, including myself, you get done with something, is that recyclable? And look around, if I don't have my glasses on, I can't see the little recycling thing. So
yeah.
What do you do?
The one that I wanted to mention, because it is timely in the fall, is this idea of having DSI pick up yard waste. Right, so that's been mentioned a few different times. Not everybody has the capacity to haul a large quantity of leaves to our compost site, and as our community is aging, that could be a service that would be really valuable to our community, so that will be considered too.
Where is Dick's Sanitation on that? Is that something that they have done for other communities? Is that something that's normally done, or would that be just a whole new thing for them?
I don't know specifically to Dick's Sanitation, but some communities do. Some communities actually have separate containers for yard waste and do pickup. We offer it by the bag, so you pay by the bag service through Dick's Sanitation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a standard location that you can pick up those extra bag pickup tags and things. It's the same locations you can get them, so like Econo Foods, I think Cub Foods, maybe City Hall. I'm sorry, off the top of my head, I don't know the exact locations of that. But they do have that type of a pickup service available, or we do have that available kind of on a pay per basis. But definitely something they've asked us to look into.
So where is it at with the contract? Is that the end of the year? Is that when it expires? How much time do we have? You didn't approve a contract last night, did you?
Yeah, it expires in the spring of next year, so March 19th of next year. So they're getting a good jump on it. I think the main thing was that if the council was really interested in opening it up and doing kind of an open bid process, that we were looking for direction from the council to look at that, to move forward with direct negotiations with Dick's Sanitation, as well as looking at the service provisions. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, we still retain the right to do that. So as we're working with them and negotiating our services, if it comes back to that and we feel that there's some competitiveness issues, the council can always choose to go back to that. But they did give us direction that they're happy with their service and want staff to explore that and continue looking at it.
All right. Let's move on. I want to talk about the right-of-way issues. And I'm presuming, kind of looking through this, just glancing through it, this is we had talked about, I think last time we were in Verizon, with some new, you know, next-generation type of wireless stuff. Is that what we're still talking about with this whole right-of-way thing?
Yes, same thing.
I said Verizon. I think they're probably the biggest local carrier, but I would imagine there will be other companies involved with this. What was discussed on this last night?
So this was the second reading of Ordinance 998. So the staff really took the second reading. So the first time it came through, the council gave some initial feedback to them. So there was some added language to that ordinance. Not a lot, but there were some adjustments made. And you heard there were still some concerns last night. So really this is where we as a city have to comply with the state law. And really, there's a lot of talk about this, even at the federal level. And it's really giving... Oh, I better let Mr. Martig hold
this on. I was going to say, where does the city have much power or control in this issue? The state, as the mayor had mentioned, the state had to pass some regulations or some legislation that allows them to do this, but... How much local control do we have?
According to our city attorney, who's really helping us with this, and this is a new topic, too, so that's part of the challenge on telecommunications, which is already complicated and a little bit specific for us.
I love working with the FCC, boy. I tell
so
you.
A lot of it is like with these, it's just, like you said, new equipment that will co-locate, like on our streetlight poles, and or potentially if there isn't poles, new ones could go up. So it's there are some federal laws, but then there are state regulations, and in Minnesota this last year, they did pass it, which creates a fairly narrow control for local communities on what they can or can't do. And so that's what I think a lot of the council and staff's trying to figure out too is the language that's in the law kind of lays out a number of things that you can use to say, like, co-locate on poles. We want you to put them in these locations. Can you do screening of these? What does the equipment look like? Are there modern methods to try and hide it so it blends in, particularly in a historic district? So there was discussions about a historic district. We do have upper buildings used in historic district in our community. We're very fortunate to have that here. So we also have to be thinking about if you have these equipment up on the higher poles, some of the people who have offices or live up in those spaces might be obstructed, have their views obstructed in that area, and it's kind of prime real estate in our community to be in those, so we definitely want to be sensitive to that. So questions about what can and can't we do about location, screening. So we did pass the preliminary, we passed the ordinance. It gives kind of the highest level, creates the application, the basic meeting state laws, as much regulatory as we can. What we're going to continue to do, though, and then there's also a master agreement. So every one of these applications that would come through ultimately goes back to the city council for approval. We are going to look at, as it relates to those agreements, we're going to look at coming back with some guidelines that the council would be able to adopt that would give some guidance for applications to come through about what information do we need to have to be able to review these. Maybe what are some standards that we expect? Want to make sure that we're also meeting state law, certainly, but I think there's some opportunity to have some guidelines to go a little bit further with it. So we're going to, the council did approve those. It's not done, though. So staff agreed we will be working on that policy to come back to them, I would say, in one of the next two or three meetings. We have a work session next week. I don't think it'll come then, but soon we'll be coming back with a policy for them to review that hopefully gets into more of that. We'll get into more regulation on that. So we're going to continue that discussion with the council.
Now, when it comes into the implementation of this, I'm presuming that each company will have their own towers, will have their own equipment up there. Will we have central equipment? Do we know? Are those questions? A lot of questions.
I think it's yes and no to that. Okay. I mean, some of it will be on existing poles. I think that's probably the goal in many cases, to not create a whole bunch of new poles all over. Can they utilize the ones that are existing, and particularly the ones that will be the least noticeable or intrusive from a visual standpoint? But there might be cases that they need to add a new one. So this is new territory for us, too. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of examples out there, but I'm sure we'll be scouring the web to see what we can find, as well as it relates to maybe communities where it has gone in, to see if we can learn anything.
Do we have any idea, and once again, this goes beyond just local, but on the national level, when this new system will start to be implemented? I would imagine the implementation's going on right now. They've already started that, but... when will we have cool new gadgets, guys? Come on.
I think you might be talking to the wrong people, at least from my seat. So I don't even know completely what it means to our future. I can say I was at a city manager's conference, and it even gets into things like the future of autonomous vehicles are going to be partially utilizing technology like this that there's going to be. So I don't know all of what's coming forward with technology, but we do know that wireless is here to stay, and it's kind of where things are continuing to move. So we do need to see that as an asset, but then also how do we how do we also regulate and control that asset that we're going to be having for our community, I think is important as well, because there's a nice balance there of certainly wanting that high communications quality speed that we have in our community that provides benefits, but we also need to be sensitive to our local community and aesthetics and really being smart with our infrastructure.
All right. Let's move on. You had some discussion on the scope project and focus area for the Northfield Transportation Advisory Committee. Did you settle on anything there?
Yeah, so this was the council has formally created the Transportation Advisory Committee. So mm-hmm. this was going back to the council and asking them for what the project areas that they really wanted to focus on. So it was primarily on Highway 246, all potential solutions with that, including that the roundabout, whether or not the road should be turned back to the county, to the city, what are the solutions for that? Highway 19 corridor, looking at potential solutions to that, what do we need to be looking for? Kind of long term is really what the focus on that is. Mm-hmm. And then there was one more, Highway 3, Highway 19.
Transit.
Oh, and transit, yep. Yeah. So just really, that is something that is closely aligned with our strategic plan. We really want to increase transit ridership within the community, but we've had a longstanding, partnership with the Northfield Depot to really try and see if we can't get that property on the Q block, get a transit hub actually located there to help, and that could help facilitate in increasing transit ridership, not only within Northfield, but without outside and connecting some of our local communities that are around us. So this is a really, just really appreciate the council's support of this. I think it's really wise, and it's bringing different people to the table and creating some connection, I think, with people that have been interested in this issue that maybe we haven't. It's like it rises to the surface and then it kind of dies down, and this will bring it really to the forefront and ensure that people are watching this issue for more than just sporadically, I would say. So.
All right. Okay, we're out of time, but we want to thank you both for coming in. Certainly much appreciated, and we will look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig. Local news with Terry coming up. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports on the way. State news is next.
This is Chris.